This is the Andy George Leadership Podcast. This is a podcast that is all about helping you to reach your potential, define your purpose, and to live with passion. And I'm your host, Andy George, and I want to thank you, as always, for joining me on this podcast. And listen, before we jump into the episode today, I want to remind you and encourage you that if you are in the Raleigh-Durham, Chapel Hill area on Friday, October the 11th, from 9 a.m. to around 1 p.m., I'm hosting the Live to Lead John Maxwell event. Our good friends at Crossroads Fellowship are the host site, but this is a half-day live simulcasted leadership event. It's John Maxwell and several world-renowned speakers out of Atlanta, Georgia, and we are hosting a live simulcast at Crossroads Fellowship. So you can go to andygeorgecoaching.com for more information. You can also stay tuned to this podcast in the future as we'll talk more and more about it. But if you are in the area, this is a great opportunity for you. It's for your team. It's anybody who is interested to grow further in their leadership ability. So once again, thanks for listening to this podcast. If you haven't done so yet, feel free to subscribe. Also go to andygeorgecoaching.com for more content and for more information. Well, I'm excited about this particular episode because it's coming out of a lot of mistakes I've made. It's a lot of mistakes I see other leaders make. And I figured I'd put together an episode that talks about the seven mistakes to avoid as a leader. And so these are just seven quick areas to be aware of, because once again, good leadership a lot of times is about awareness. It's not only about my self-awareness of where I need to continue to grow as a leader, but it's also about being aware of the people that I'm leading. And if everything, as Maxwell says, truly does rise and fall on leadership, then my self-growth and avoiding mistakes as much as I can. Now, let's face it, we are all going to have mistakes. We're all going to fail. We're all going to mess up. We're all going to stumble. We're all going to do things, say things, and not respond how maybe we should. But once again, the more we are aware of areas to avoid, the better off our leadership overall is just going to be. I'm going to give these to you really quick. There are seven areas, seven pitfalls, if you want to call them that, seven mistakes to avoid as a leader. So here we go. Number one, the first area, the first mistake to avoid as a leader is leading from the what instead of the why. This is the old talk about the why versus the what in leadership, but it is so true, and it is so incredibly critical. See, I think oftentimes the mistake that most leaders make is they want to get everybody excited about what we're going to do. Because let's face it, as leaders, a lot of leaders are entrepreneurs by nature, and a lot of people get excited about what we're going to do. So when leaders get up there and they want to rally the troops together, a lot of times they're going to lead with, hey, I want to talk about all the great things we're going to do. Here's all the new things coming up. Here's the areas that we are improving in. Here's the new ventures we're making. And they lead out of the what, and it gets people excited. But the what does not really sustain you when things get tough. It's the why. It's the vision behind it. So I think as leaders, one area we've got to avoid is spending too much time in what we're going to do and not enough time in why we're going to do it. Out of the why is where the culture comes from. Out of the why is where the vision comes from. Out of the why is where the buy-in comes from. It's not the what. The what's going to change. And then how we're going to do it is going to change even more. So the first area to avoid as a leader, the first area of mistake is to lead from the what instead of the why. Have to have a clearly defined why. I really believe that when we have a clearly defined why, that's what gets us through the hard days, isn't it? I mean, let's face it, whether you're listening to this in the car or maybe on a walk or you're working out or you're running or you're in your office or at home, there's days where we just don't like what we do. I mean, there's days where you're going to have a rough day. There's days when you wonder why it is you do what you do. It's not the what that gets you through. It's the why. It's why am I doing this? Why am I here? Why am I pursuing this? Why am I still at this job? It's the why. It's why does this company exist? Why do I add value to this company? So the why is really what's going to get us through. The second area to avoid, the second mistake to avoid, is to lead out of position instead of influence. I think this comes from a lot of insecure leaders where they feel that they have to lead out of their position. I'm the boss, so you're going to listen to what I say. I've been put in charge of this project, so everybody's going to follow me. I've been assigned this task, so everybody's going to do everything I tell them to do. Which, let's face it, there's truth to that. So yes, we should listen to the boss, and yes, we should follow the leader. However, when we can lead out of influence instead of out of position, people have a tendency to follow a lot more passionately than they do to just follow the leader. So if people know that I care for them, if people know that I'm trying to add value to them, it's going to influence them. And I think that's really the key. So you might be sitting there going, well, how do I actually lead out of influence instead of out of position? Well, you add value to people. I pose this question quite often, not only here, but also in my writing about how do you add value to people? What would change about your leadership if you started with that question? How am I going to add value to my team? How does my team know that I actually care, that they're actually on my team? And when people really believe that you care for them, it's amazing what they're going to do for you. The dedication level, the commitment level, the workload they're going to do, the passion they're going to put into it. They don't give that to positional leaders. They give that to influential leaders. Number three, the third mistake to avoid, the third area, the third pitfall to stay away from is to enjoy conflict for the sake of conflict. Come on, we all know leaders that are like this. We all know leaders that like to take the gloves off and have conflict just because they like conflict. Now, I want to pause here for a moment, and I do want to talk about conflict because there is actually healthy conflict. Personally, I'm not a big conflict fan. I don't like conflict. I don't necessarily avoid conflict, but I don't go looking for conflict. But the kind of conflict that I like is the kind of conflict that I think that most leaders should have on their team, and that is healthy, creative conflict. In other words, when you're sitting at a meeting and you're brainstorming out what you're going to do next, or you're talking through the next project, and people have different ideas and different passions, and you see that come out at the conference table, and yeah, it gets a little intense at times. It could get a little heated at times, but it makes the team better. And I think that's one way to tell whether or not this is good conflict or bad conflict is, does this make the team better? See, unhealthy conflict is divisive. Unhealthy conflict rips apart the team. It tears apart relationships. Healthy conflict actually makes the team better. It makes you better and the people around you. But insecure leaders go out searching for conflict just because they like conflict. That's an area to avoid. Number four is this, blame shift. Blaming everybody else for the problems. This is one area of it as a leader that you've absolutely got to avoid. This is one way to lose your team's trust when you throw them under the bus. Once again, we're not in a perfect world and you're not in a perfect company. There's going to be issues. There's going to be problems. And there's going to be things at times that may not hit the mark. As the leader, blame shifting is one of the weakest. I'm going to say it again because I'm passionate about this one. Blame shifting and blaming other people for the problem is one of the weakest leadership qualities anybody can have. It is pure weakness. It's ignorance. It is about pride and ego. Whether or not it's your fault as the leader, we can't blame everybody else. Now, behind closed doors, oh yeah, we can have that conversation. Behind closed doors, when you know that somebody on your team dropped the ball, behind closed doors, you can get into it with them all day long. Once again, if they believe in you and they believe you care for them, you can have those heated conversations and really make them own it. But in front of everybody else, you can't blame shift. You can't throw people under the bus. You've got to own it. You've got to walk forward. Next time you go out, in fact, next time you go out, whether it's to a restaurant or to any kind of store, just pay attention to see what happens when there's a problem that arises. I do this quite often. Once again, for some reason, this one's pretty passionate of mine. I just can't stand when people blame everybody else. I think people need to own what happens and protect their team at the same time. But if you notice, you'll notice some places when there's a mistake, whether they brought out the wrong food and immediately the waiter or waitress says, oh, well, the kitchen made a mistake. Or I put it in right. I don't know what happened. I'm going to go back and check on it for you. Instead of just saying, I'm really sorry about that. Let me go fix that. It's a whole different mentality. When something happens in the store, you take something back because it didn't work or it was broke or you need something or something happens and somebody's like, well, I don't know what happened there. That so-and-so must have made a mistake. Instead of just saying, hey, we're sorry about that. Well, we're going to correct that. You see, it's amazing how when it's blame shift, it's they, him, her, the other person. When we own it, it's we, including the leader. Okay, here we go. Number five, the fifth area to avoid as a leader, the fifth area to mistake is thinking that you've arrived and therefore you have stopped growing and you've stopped learning. You either grow daily or you die gradually. One of my favorite statements about growth because it's so simple and it's so true. One of the biggest mistakes I see from leaders is they stop growing. Now, my comment was that they think they've arrived, which I think sometimes is true. But I also think one of the biggest mistakes they can make is not investing in themselves. And that could be for a lot of reasons. It could be because they don't feel they have the resources to do that or the money to do it or the time to do it and on it goes. But the moment that we stop investing in ourselves as leaders, the moment the team stops, the team you're leading, whether it's one person or 1,000 people, they are only going to grow as far as you're growing as a leader. And then they're going to hit the ceiling. And heaven forbid that we as the leaders are the ceilings. We should be the ones leading way out in front of vision, way out in front of leadership development. And then when people look at that and they're growing towards it, but when we stop growing as a leader, it's a dangerous place to be. It's a sign of burnout. It's a sign of frustration. Or it could be a sign of ignorance and ego. So one of the biggest mistakes, you got to keep learning. One of the biggest mistakes is when you stop growing and learning as a leader. Be a lifelong learner. Who are you reading? Who are you listening to? What podcasts, what videos, what books, what conferences, what seminars? And here's the beautiful thing of technology. This podcast is a great example. Now, I don't know where you're listening from, but you can listen to this podcast anywhere in the entire world at any time once it's posted. And this is just one podcast from one person. There are endless supplies of videos, of podcasts. There's books. There are so many ways. I was talking to somebody just the other day who was struggling reading and keeping up with the leadership books that they were given to read. And I asked them the question. I said, well, how long of a drive do you have to work? And they said about 20, 30 minutes. I'm like, well, put it on audio and listen to the book on audio on the way. Just download it. And they're like, oh, it's a great idea, because they felt like they didn't have the time and they weren't really a fast reader. And so they just stopped. And instead of doing that, there's other ways of doing it. Books on audio. There's so many things out there. Right now, you could have so many different mentors. Mentors that you never meet. You know, I think for me personally, joining the John Maxwell team has been a huge help for me in that. I'm surrounded by all of these high quality, world-class mentors. And I don't go and sit down and have lunch with them every week. But I can follow them. I get encouragement from them. I can listen to them. I can watch them. I can read about it. And I continue to grow in them. So keep growing as a leader. Number six, the sixth area that will catch you as a leader, the sixth mistake, pitfall to make as leader, is when we under communicate. When we have lack of communication, it really speaks to the value that we place on people. We've got to communicate. And I think a lot of times one of the mistakes that leaders make is they go off into a vacuum and they do all their work in a vacuum and never communicate what's happening. We've got to communicate. I don't think personally that a team can ever be over communicated to. In fact, I heard it said one time before that people don't really fully understand vision and direction until the seventh time they've heard that. And I've never fact checked that scientifically, but it's the concept of the statement that it takes somebody to hear something seven times for them to hear it for the very first time, which means that we've got to communicate. I think sometimes as a leader, it's not that we don't want to communicate. I think we think that people understand what we're doing, or I think that people heard us say it one time and now we don't say it again for months. Vision, especially culture, vision, direction. What is the win for the team? All those things have to be communicated regularly, all the time, nonstop, because people forget. And then there's vision leak. There's culture leak. There's issues that pop up, and it's all based out of a lack of communication. So communicate. It shows value to people. It shows you appreciate them. And it keeps everybody on the same page. And finally, the seventh mistake for leaders to avoid is not managing the calendar efficiently. The calendar is so critically important. Your meeting schedules, your one-on-one times, your personal private times, your meeting times. There's so many things that fill up a person's calendar. And if we don't manage that calendar well, it's going to destroy our leadership ability because we're going to be overwhelmed. And quite frankly, I'm amazed at how many leaders I talk to and when I meet with that aren't writing anything down, or they're not putting things in their calendar. They're trying to remember it. Write stuff down. Put it in your calendar. Manage your calendar, or that calendar is going to get away from your time. You'll never have enough time. Work will always be there. So set appointments, keep appointments. And I guess the word I'm looking for here is calendar integrity, which basically means what it says. I've got to stick with whatever I put on my calendar. So if I'm setting up meetings, once again, it kind of comes back to adding value to people, doesn't it? That if I'm adding meetings to my schedule, but then I'm not keeping my meetings, it's amazing how much that devalues people. So when I put a meeting on my calendar, I'm going to stick with it. When I put dates on my calendar, whether it's speaking engagements or things I'm doing or traveling or one-on-ones or just, you know, coaching meetings, whatever it is, I put it on my calendar and I'm sticking with it. It's calendar integrity. One of the great things I learned a long time ago was really how to effectively block schedule and to make sure that I have blocks in my schedule that are built in for follow-up, for email, for meetings, My assistant knows when to schedule people for me, when not. They know that I have one day of the week where I don't take any outside appointments and I don't even go to an office. I keep that open for planning. And the rest of the days of the week, there's certain schedules that I constantly hit, but it's all about integrity. In other words, that if it doesn't matter if I put everything down on paper, if I don't stick with it. So at the end of the day, a good leader is going to stick with his calendar and stay on top of his calendar. Well, leader, I hope that this has helped you. I hope this episode really has helped you maybe to become more aware. And my question to you is, out of these seven areas, what areas do you feel that maybe you're weak in, or what areas do you feel that you need to strengthen? Because I do think that these seven areas, that these will absolutely cripple a leader's attempt to leading well. And that's our goal, right? We want to help people lead well. We want to help them reach their potential. We want to help people to understand that they've got something inside of them that we're drawing out of them. And so helping people to reach their potential, to understand what their purpose is here at this job and in life, and to do it with passion. So once again, thank you for listening to the Andy George Leadership Podcast. One more quick plug that if you listen to this before October the 11th, come join me in Raleigh, North Carolina at Crossroads Fellowship for the Live to Lead simulcast event. You can find out more information about registration at andygeorgecoaching.com. Thanks for your time, and I look forward to having you on our next episode of the Andy George Leadership Podcast.